श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। शांति शांति शांति। ओके, प्लीज कम टू लाई ऑन योर बैक। रेस्ट विद द पाम्स अप एंड द लेग्स अपार्ट फॉर वन और टू स्लो ब्रेथ्स। Tadiki Mudra, legs together, hands by your sides flat down. Inhale the arms over the head. Breathe three times. One, point the toes, reach through your hands. Two, three, inhale again. Exhale the arms down by your sides. Dvipadapitam, please bend the knees so the feet are flat on the floor, heels no closer than your fingertips. Push your lower back down for a moment. Release the back, squeeze your shoulder blades together. Thumbs point to the ceiling. Chin a little down, lower belly pulls in, inhale your hips up, breathe, one, two, three, four, and five. Slowly lay your spine down. Rest your palms flat on the floor. Spread your scapula and relax your lower back for a moment. Push the lower back down. Exhale, lift your head and shoulders up. Gaze at your navel, Nabhi Darshanam, and breathe. One, two. The emphasis here is on the lower back pushing down. Three, four, because you don't want your head to be leading in this position, but your lower back to be initiating movement. And five. Slowly come down. Straighten your legs one by one time. Pavanamuktasana. The legs come together, hands on the floor. Bend the knees so the feet come flat on the ground. Bend the right knee in towards the chest. Interlace the fingers around your shin. Lower back pushes down. And then push your leg forward into your hands. Lift your left foot a little off the floor. And straighten the leg out and rest it down. Bend the right knee in, flex your foot, point your left toe. Exhale, touch your head to your leg. One, two, three, four, five. And head down, push your leg forward into your hands, and bend your left knee, bringing your foot flat on the floor. Release your right foot. Bend your left knee into the chest, interlace your fingers around your shin, push your lower back down, and push your leg forward into your hands. Lift your right foot a little off the floor, extend your leg out in front of you, and relax the knee in towards the chest. Flex your left foot, point your right toe. Exhale, touch your head on your knee. One, two, three, four, and five. Rest your head down. Push your leg forward into your hands. Push your lower back down. Now lift your right foot just a little off the floor. Bend your knee, put your foot on the floor. Release your left foot next to your right foot. Straighten your legs out. Breathe one or two times slowly. And Tadiki Mudra. This begins with the legs coming together, palms flat on the floor. Inhale the arms over your head, hands are shoulder width apart, point the toes and breathe. One, two, lengthen. Three, now tighten the belly a little, push your lower back a little towards the floor, and then bend your knees into the chest. Keep your arms over your head, lock your feet, pull the knees down and stretch through your arms. And change your feet in the opposite direction, still pulling the knees in towards you, pushing your lower back down. Reach out through your armpits. And then we'll hold on to the knees, relax the legs into the chest. Lift the feet up a little, rock to a seated position. And then we can try standing up without using the hands by reaching the hands forward, leaning the chest forward, and come to stand. Feet together. Five directions of the spine. Inhale the left arm forward and up. Exhale, lean a little bit to the right side. Lift your chest a little and breathe here. One, two, we'll just do three breaths, that's three. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, the arm out to the side and down. Inhale, your right arm forward and up, lengthen. Exhale, lean, straighten the arm, lift your chest a little and breathe. One, reach through your left fingertips. Two, extend again through the arm. Three, inhale, rise up. Exhale, the arm out to the side and down. Kati Chakrasana, inhale, open the arms. Exhale, the right hand under your right left collarbone. Twist open, pull your hips slightly forward and breathe. One, two, three, inhale, open. Exhale, the left hand, twist to the right. Right hip slid a little bit forward. One, two, three, inhale, open. Exhale, the hands down. Ardha Chakrasana, hands at the lower back, fingers pointing down. Do a pelvic tuck, reach your hips forward, lift the belly up, and lean your head back. One, two, three. Inhale up, exhale, release the hands, interlace your fingers, push the palms down. Reach the hands forward and up. Exhale here, pull the lower belly a little in, rise onto your toes, reach your palms up. One, two, and five. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, lower the heels and the hands at the same time. Ardha Uttanasana. Turn your palms to face back behind you. Inhale, lift your chest. Keep your chest lifted and exhale. Feel the lower belly coming in. Breathe in one more time. Exhale, lean your hips back towards your hands. Bend about halfway forward. Keep your chest up. Lean a little towards your toes and then relax your toes and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale, rise back up. Slow breath in. Slow breath out. Trikonasana, spread your feet 1 meter apart. Hands on your waist. Inhale. Exhale, bend halfway forward. And now slide your right hand down towards your left ankle. Turn your chest open. Bring the left arm in the air. We'll breathe five times now. One, two, three, four, five. The hands come on the waist as you rise back up and inhale. Exhale again. Inhale. Exhale, bend halfway forward. And now slide your left hand down towards the right ankle. Turn the chest open, bring your arm up, and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Hands on the waist, inhale, come up, and exhale. Turn your right toes out to the side. Bring your hands flat down on your legs. Do a little pelvic tuck. Inhale. Exhale, slide your hand down your leg. Stop wherever your hand naturally stops. Turn the chest a little open. Pull your left hip slightly forward. Bring your arm up in the air, right over your shoulder, and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. And we'll slide the right hand up your leg, bringing your left hand down. Turn opposite side. Do a little pelvic tuck. Inhale. Exhale, slide the hand down the leg, stopping wherever you naturally stop. Bring your right hip slightly forward. Keep your chest open. Bring your arm up in the air. Lengthen upwards. Look towards your hand and breathe. One, two, smooth, even breathing. Three, tighten your legs a little. Four, Five. Inhale, slide the hand up the leg and your right arm down. Turn the feet parallel and step your feet together. Parashvakonasana. Step your feet a little wider than 1 meter apart. Right toes turn out. Inhale, open the arms. Exhale, bend your right knee. Lengthen forward over your leg. Look towards your hand. Bring your fingertips next to the inside of your ankle. Left arm up in the air. Gaze up. Lean back and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale, come up, turn your feet opposite direction. Exhale, bend your left knee, lengthen forward over your leg. Look at your fingertips. Bring your fingers on the inside of your ankle, the right arm up. Lean back a little and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale, rise up. Step your feet back in the opposite direction, bringing the feet together. Slow breath in. And a slow breath out. And now we'll come to lie down on the floor, bending the knees. So if you'd like to cross your ankles and reach your hands forward and come to sit without using your hands, you can try to do that, not compulsory. Lying onto the back, rest for one breath. And abdominal breathing. Bend the knees so your feet are flat on the floor. Can let the knees come together. Bring one hand on top of the belly, other hand on top of that, or spread the fingers wide apart. Slow breath in. Slow breath out. Inhale for five. Exhale seven. Inhale five. Exhale seven. Inhale five. Exhale seven. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Do three more breaths on your own. Relax the breathing. Rest your hands by your sides and straighten your legs out. Rest for one breath. It's Please bend your knees again so the feet are flat on the floor. The knees can come together. Your hands come to your waist. Walk your hands up to your lower ribs or rest your hands on the fronts of the ribs. Slow, even breathing, expanding the ribs out into your hands. Exhale the ribs gently in. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, squeezing the ribs a little. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale. Exhale. Three more on your own, focusing on the outward movement of the ribs as you inhale and gently pushing in as you exhale. Have a sense of the outer intercostal muscles expanding and engaging as you inhale, and the intercostal muscles on the inside of the ribs contracting as you exhale and lengthen. Continue. Last one. Relax the arms, stretch the legs out. Breathe one or two times. Final lying down position, bend the knees, feet flat on the floor, one hand on the belly, actually we'll cross both hands over the chest, reaching for your collarbones. If you habitually do one side first, try doing the other side first today. Chin a little down, tongue on the roof of the mouth. Inhale, abdomen, ribs, upper chest. Exhale, the chest, ribs, and abdomen. Inhale, abdomen, ribs, chest, and back. Exhale, your back, your chest, and abdomen. Inhale, abdomen, ribs and chest. Exhale, the chest, ribs and abdomen. Continue on your own for about 6 or 7 more breaths. Pay a little bit more attention to the back of your body in this breathing pattern. One more. Expand your back into the floor as you breathe in. Exhale slowly. Relax the arms, relax the legs for one breath. And please bend the knees, bringing your feet together and knees together. Inhale, one arm over your head. The other hand can rest on your belly. Roll to the side, resting your head on your arm, keeping your other hand flat on the floor. Push the hand down, slowly come up. Cross the legs, sitting comfortably, lifting up on a pillow or a block to keep your hips as high as the knees. If you're sitting comfortably on the floor, the knees should be relaxed down and the spine comfortably straight. Hands come on to the belly. Today we'll do the breathing where we inhale into the belly. Keep your hands where they are, and exhale, pull the belly away from your hands, making space between the hands and the belly. Inhale the belly forward. Exhale the navel in. Inhale forward. Exhale in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. The whole body still, only the belly is moving. Two more. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Exhale. Rest the hands on the knees. Relax the breathing. spine a little bit lengthened. Bring the hands on the waist. Walk your hands to your ribs, or keep the hands on the fronts of the ribs. 2 minutes of slow breathing. Inhaling, feeling your diaphragm expand outwards to the sides in all directions. And exhale, gently squeezing in. Inhale, the outer intercostals contract, lifting the ribs out and up. Exhale, the intercostals relax, the diaphragm goes back up. When you lengthen the exhale a little, the inner intercostals will contract downwards. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. If you do a very slight pelvic tuck, you can feel your lower back ribs expand a little bit more. Inhale. Exhale. Continue on your own. Inhale. Articulating the motion of the ribs and seeing if you can feel an even expansion of the ribs on both sides of your body as you breathe. And again, breathing into the lower ribs. Exhale, slowly squeezing the ribs to the center line of the body. Rest the hands down to the knees. Let the breathing relax. Sit quietly for a moment. Final breathing pattern will be one hand on the belly, one hand between the heart and the collarbones. Inhale, abdomen, ribs, chest, and back. Exhale, the chest, the back, the lower ribs, and the abdomen come down. Inhale, abdomen, ribs, chest, and back. Exhale, the back, the chest, side ribs, and abdomen come down. Continue on your own. Pay attention to the movement of the back of the body as well as you breathe. Make sure on the exhalation you're holding the spine comfortably straight. The tongue always stays at the roof of the mouth in a relaxed position at the roof of the mouth. Chin slightly down. And this will be our last exhalation. Rest the hands on the legs. Shitala Dandasana, the hands come behind you, one big step back. Straighten your legs. Spread your feet, lengthen the lower spine, lift your ribs forward, rest your head back. One, two, lift the chest again, three, round your lower back, bring your head forward. Draw your legs together and walk your hands back. Interlace your fingers. Reach your hands forward. Lift the arms up over your head. Flex your feet. Lift up through the sides of the body and breathe. One, two. Try to touch your big toes together. Point the toes forward to tighten the fronts of the legs. And three, pull the arms a little back and release the arms down. Cross the legs in the opposite direction. Bring the spine straight. And we'll do single nostril breathing just for 1 minute on each side. Make the Nasika Mudra with your right hand. You can make the Jnana Mudra with your left hand. Inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through both. Close the right nostril. Inhale left. Exhale left. Inhale. Exhale. Three, inhale. Exhale. Four, inhale. Exhale. Five, inhale. Exhale. Press the hand down to the knee. Left side, make Nasika Mudra, slow inhale. And exhale. Left side means closing the left nostril, breathing through the right. Inhale through the right. Exhale right. Inhale two. Exhale right. Inhale three. Exhale. Inhale, four. Exhale. Inhale, five. Exhale. Rest the hand on the knee. Sit quietly for a moment, breathing any natural pattern. Now we'll do 5 minutes, alternate nostril breathing at resonance frequency. Close the right nostril. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Second round, inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Third round, inhale. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Third round, inhale. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Fourth round, inhale. Exhale right. If your right arm gets tired, place your left hand underneath your armpit. Inhale through the right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Exhale right. This is the fifth round. Inhale. Exhale left. Inhale left. exhale right. This is the sixth round. Inhale right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. This is the eighth round. This will be the last round. Inhale. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Press the hand down. That's 5 minutes. Let the breath fall into any natural pattern. Please bring your hands one big step back behind you. Straighten your legs out. Lengthen the lower spine. Rest your head back. One. Two. Three. Round your lower spine down. Bring your head forward. Come back up to sit. Cross your legs in the opposite direction. And we can roll the shoulders back 5 times. And roll them forward 5 times. And then we can stretch the arms up 1 time. Releasing the arms from the strain of the alternate nostril breathing. Sometimes the shoulders get a little tired. Lean a little bit to the right. Breathe into your left lung. Lift up. Lean a little to the left. Breathe into the right lung. Lengthen both hands. Rise back up and release the arms. 3 rounds of Kapalabhati, 36 pumpings each time, and 3 resonant frequency breaths in between each round. Breathing into the belly. 36 times, slow and steady, begin. Six. Inhale, the belly expands. Exhale, the navel in. Inhale, navel. Exhale. exhale. Inhaling. Exhale. One more inhale. Exhale. Second round, straight spine, chin middle down. Posture is balanced and even. Breathe into the belly and begin. Six. Inhale for 6 seconds to the navel. Exhale the navel in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Relax the breathing for a moment. Final round, inhale to the navel, and begin. Long exhale. Inhale to the navel. Exhale the navel to the spine. Inhale to the navel. Exhale the belly in. Inhale. Relax the breathing. Final practice will be Brahmari. We'll inhale for 6 seconds and exhale for 12, humming. Shamukhi Mudra, pinkies under the lips, right above the cleft of the chin. Ring fingers below the nose and just above the upper lip. The middle fingers rest on the hard cartilage. Index fingers hold the eyelids, elbows up, head back, close the ears, inhale. Exhale for 12 and hum. Inhale. Hum. Inhale. Hum. Breathe in and out. Relax the hands to the knees. Sit quietly for a moment, feeling the effects of Brahmari. Stretch the legs out, come to lie on your back, and we will rest for 3 minutes. You can rest with your legs straight or your knees bent. Hands on the belly. Feel the belly rising and falling 3 or 4 times. Doesn't need to be a big movement. And now 3 times, inhale and fill the belly with vitality and nourishment. Exhale, absorb that nourishment to every cell of the body. Rest your hands by your sides. Feel your body relaxing into the healing response of the body. Three times we will chant the sound of ah, inhaling to the belly. Focus at the heart. Inhale, navel. Exhale, heart. Inhale, navel. One more time, inhale to the belly. Exhale from the heart. And relax. Let's reach the arms over the head. Stretch to the right hand side of the body, right arm, right leg. Stretch your left arm, left leg. And stretch both legs, both arms. Bend the knees so the feet are flat on the floor. Keep one arm over the head and one hand on the belly. Roll to your side. Rest for a moment. And please come to sit for a closing prayer. Keeping the body peaceful as you rise up. Feeling inwardly quiet or connected. Keeping your awareness resting in the region of the heart. Palms together. Om Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino bhavantu, lokaha samastaha, sukhino bhavantu, lokaha samastaha, sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shantihi, harihi om tat sat. Please rub the palms together, make them a little bit warm. And once you feel the palms are warm, press the warm palms over the face. Fingers over the eyelids, soothing the facial nerves all the way into the brain. Bring the hands 12 angulas out from the body, sensing your pranic field to the front, back, sides above and below. Slowly open the eyes, gazing into your palms. And mentally repeat Om one time to conclude the practice.